shear, our mini shear to the Refuah Shleima of Tinok Ben Esther, who's my good friend's baby, who's not doing so well. So I'm trying to learn and daven for her. And extra Torah, when you guys are learning all Torah, who knows in Shemayim what gates we'll be opening up through our extra Torah study.
Actually asking this question.
Yeah? Well, the theme of this year is I'm trying to keep it at all the practical stuff that comes up. So, Bezrat Hashem, the stuff that comes up. So, we're going to deal with two questions today. One is, well, we're going to deal with hopefully more. One is, what do we do when we pass those holy rova beggars? Do we give them? Do we not give them? And the second question is, are yeshiva bachurs obligated to give meiser, tzedakah? Which is really, in general, what's the deal with meiser? Of course, feel free to say a bracha. And enjoy some delicious food while we enjoy our delicious Torah. So, in order to start our sugya, we have to open with the Torah. The Torah tells us, Ki yeh b'chayav yom, in Devarim Perek Tet Vav, when you have a poor person, me'achad achecha be'achad sharecha, one of your brothers and one of your gates, lo te'ametz et levavcha, don't harden your heart, lo tikbotz et yadcha, and don't make your fist clenched from your brother, the downtrodden one. Kipatach tiftach et yadcha. Open your hand, your hands. Okay? Notice the Torah doesn't just say give tzedakah. Right? What does the Torah say?
Don't ignore them.
Open your heart. Don't clench your fists. In other words, the Torah is more than concerned about technically are you giving him money. It's concerned about you and your heart. Is your heart open or is your heart closed? Okay? And hopefully...
What if your heart is open? You want to give it to God, and you also give it to God. You feel that the people who are sitting here, like, they can get a job.
Okay, nachon.
Like, it's hard, like, you feel like you're just, like, you're helping them not do anything in this world.
Like, you're enabling them.
Like, yeah, it's just like it's
very good.
That they come every single day, they sit there from the morning till the night, they don't move, and like,
yeah. Okay, yafe. So you're already skipping to the practical and our particular situation. Yes, and so we will get to that in just a moment. But before we even go there to the practical side of things, I just want to have us understand that it's more than just giving tzedakah, it's giving from your heart. It's opening your heart. Yes, exactly. With that said, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tes Zayin Amabed, it says explicitly, you give to a beggar who's not hagun, who's not proper, you don't receive schar, you don't receive merit. Because, like you were saying so beautifully, am I returning again? Isha is teaching us, you're not really giving them, you're enabling their bad habits. By giving to someone who you know is going to get use it on drugs, alcohol, wasting their life, blah, blah, blah. Okay?
What about just not working, like you said? Like, you don't know that they're smoking or drinking, but like, you see them every day, they look physically able.
Right. So what do I know? Exactly. So on the one hand, maybe they should just go get a job, and I'm enabling them to not get a job. On the other hand, let's be honest, a lot of these people are not really there 100%. Their brains are not functioning like me and yours. Most normal people don't want to beg. They're mentally not able. And because of that, sometimes, yes, it's a really interesting situation. Sometimes, yes, and sometimes, no. I feel like sometimes, positive psychology. On the one hand, you could argue that maybe if we didn't provide for them, they'd go and get a job and have normal psychology. But on the other hand, it could be that there's some people who are just, they're not there. They're just like there's some people who are physical disabled. There's some people that would have no... Oh, very good. So you should know that that's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that each or Jewish community has an obligation to appoint a gabbai, and their job is to figure out who's a legit beggar, who's not a legit beggar, how can we help them get a job and not just be dependent on tzedakah, because we don't want them to be undignified ultimately and to get them a job. And that is why there is a balance which is necessary. And that brings us to source number three. We saw opening up the hearts, we saw the practical side. Now let's get to the balanced, okay? And that's the Gemara and Baba Batra Teth Amad Aleph, which says the following. Following interesting story. Tana. If someone's knocking on the doors, you don't have to give him tzedakah, the Gemara says. If he asked for food, you do give him for food. But if he's asking for money, since he's begging everyone, you don't have an obligation to give him. There was a poor person that came to Rav Papa. And he didn't give him. You read the Gemara, I'm not going to give you. If nobody's going to give him tzedakah, he's going to die. But didn't the Gemara just say that if somebody knocks on the door, I don't have to give him? The Gemara said, no, you don't have to give him a big gift. You don't have to give him a 10 shekel, 20 shekel, 50 shekel. But 10 agurot, half a shekel, that you should give him. Because if everyone gives him a half a shekel, he'll survive. Or perhaps, on another level, because... You know what? We don't really know. We don't know if he really deserves it, or we don't know if he does or doesn't deserve it. But I know that if I close up my heart is closed. So I've got to give him something, okay? So that my heart remains open. Do I have to give him all of my money? Do I have to give him my big money? No. Be smart. Be practical. Give your big money to the people who you know actually are trying to go to work and trying to get a job and can't support their family. That's who you should give your main money. But to give 10 agurot to this guy, you're not. Let's be honest. That's not going to break the bank. Okay? We all spend little money here and there on frivolous extra things. So to give a little extra money so that your heart will remain open, because maybe this guy really does need it. That's the balance that the Gemara tries to find. Okay, between on the one hand having an open heart and on the other hand being practical. Everybody with me so far? So now, practically speaking, in terms of the rove of beggars, if you absolutely know that this guy is using the money for, drugs and alcohol and smoking, and he's not nice to you and he's screaming at people or whatever, then in that situation, I would say, I think you have a heter to not give this guy tzedakah because, right? Like, Nebuch. And also, I would say, if you're going to go broke, if your mom's going to go broke, because you really, every day, you're going down to the Kotel, you're giving all your money away, then Maisa, you're not going to have money to give better causes that you actually don't need it. And I also think you have a good heter to not give. But, on the other hand, in an ideal world, to save a little half a shekel, sometimes I take chocolate coins. And you know what I do sometimes? Take a salad plate from your lunch. And when you go down to Mincha today, to give them some soup, you know how much of a smile it brings to their face? When you give them a cup of soup and you show that you cared about them and you thought about them and you're making conversation, it literally lifts up their day. And I, as you will hopefully find out over the course of the year, I'm a Rav Shlomo Yid. I believe in the derech of Rav Shlomo Karlbach. Shlomo Karlbach said, you know what? It could be that somebody's going to rip me off and I'm going to give too much tzedakah, but I'll take that risk so that my heart remains open as a Jew towards loving every single person. And there are other paths. If I need to be practical, I need to give my tzedakah, I'm going to be angry at them, they're a bunch of this or that. I think it's more important that our heart should be open and loving towards Jews, non-Jews. Give a little bit. If you can't give money, a smile, a peach, a pear, something.
Yeah. He's like collecting stuff. I saw these two people coming on the way down. So I've never seen a beggar before. Like there's something weird.
There's a lot of weird situations. Again, and if you know that there's a shady business going on, and you,
it's like a big, almost got big tooth for a while. Like we're studying for a work.
I hear you, but you're talking like me'emet, me'lechachila. I'm speaking from the heart. I understand your point. By the way, you can argue with me. This is just my opinion based on what I've seen. But this is what the Panini Halacha Rav Elazar Melamed writes. Give a little bit. What do we know? If you know, you know. But if you don't know, you don't know. If you're pretty sure, fine. You have a heter. But if we don't know, good to give a little bit. You can disagree. That's what Rav Elazar Melamed writes, and I think that would be relevant. I also, by the way, would say I would say it's a little different at the Kotel, even though I myself also contradict myself here. At the Kotel, it's illegal. I actually work for the Kotel a little bit. It's illegal to beg at the Kotel for good reason. Because if you remember, like 10 years ago, there's a million beggars that would swarm around you. It really, it's so annoying. And to me, it's not okay. This is why it's illegal. So in that case, I actually would give you a heter not to give tzedakah at all, because they're doing something which I think is a chilul
hashem. Like, once you go through security?
Once you go through the security, it's illegal to ask for.
My grandfather davened at the girl, and he told me a story how...
I do too. I davened there today.
Which minute?
Whenever I wake up. It's crazy. Yeah, it's intense. Sometimes you have 10 people swarming around.
He says there's people who give out the same sheets, that have the same story on them.
But you know
what? People who you see taking your money, saying they're to be the family, and you see them 5 minutes later going out and buying a cigarette. Like, how do you know that you're not being lied to?
I don't know.
To give to reputable...
I don't know. I'll tell you what I do something. We said in the beginning, definitely better to give to reputable organizations your big money. The only question is, should we give that half shekel? That otherwise, you know, you're going to store them up and get a coffee from Kofix, or should we give that to these beggars so that our hearts will be open?
Do you feel when you see a beggar, the beggar asks you, do you have to give him something?
So, milechadchila, the Torah says, patuach tiftach, you have to open up your heart every single time, unless you know that he's going to use it for bad purposes, okay? Or if there's a chance that he's going to give it, but the default is to give it. Doesn't have to give a lot, but give a little bit, and if they ask, okay? Yeah.
So two things. One about if you see them going by cigarettes, I actually am not entirely sure that we wouldn't count them still needing the money, because cigarettes is addictive, and that somewhat takes away their free.
So I'm biased on this on this opinion, yeah. Because I hold like the Panini Halacha that smoking is usur, and he writes specifically. Because it kills you and it kills other people. And he writes specifically about that situation, about if your dad asks you to collect tzedakah, to buy a pack of cigarettes, should you buy the pack of cigarettes for your dad? And he says, and normally the answer is no, and this has happened to me many times in my life. People ask me for money for cigarettes or like to pass them a box of cigarettes, and I say, I'm sorry, my Rav says I can't. I think it's usur, so I can't give you the pack of cigarettes. But for your dad, maybe there's an exception, whatever. There's a whole mahalach that he talks about it. So if I know that the beggar is buying cigarettes specifically, I have a hard time giving. I might even add to that white sugar, like Coca-Cola, because I think it's almost as bad as smoking in terms of your health. But I'm a little extreme when it comes to stuff like that, so you probably don't want to rely on it.
Going down the stairs, you see like the same four or five guys.
The psak halacha, I would tell you, is certainly give them love and a smile. Certainly if you have time to give them food and a conversation, like if Shlomo would mama spend his whole life
with them, and they don't want food.
Yeah, actually, for sure. Sometimes, but sometimes they do. If it's nice, if it's soup, if it's presented nicely.
I got them a pie of pizza.
Okay, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Maybe they're healthy, they don't like people. Stop.
But, also it's like
In general, the answer is yes. Give them a half a shekel if you can from the depth of your heart. I'll tell you, on Purim at the Grah, what I do is mamish every beggar that comes up to me, and there's a lot, because on Purim, all these rules don't apply and you give to everyone. You have to give them a hug. Okay, every beggar that comes, I say, before I give you tzedakah, you need to give me a hug. And I give them a hug, and they all love it, and then I give them a half shekel. And they like that so much more than the shekel, or the two shekels.
Do you shekel. Come with the girl on Shabbos? Are you going to see
this? Usually not, to be honest. I try to get to the post all on Shabbos.
Shabbos?
Yeah. When I can, but every week's different.
Is there anything wrong with intentionally not taking money with you when you go down to the cartel?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Especially if you feel like you need to you don't want to go broke. But the best would be if you take 10 half shekels, which don't insult everyone, you give it to them with love, you give it to them with a smile, you get to know them, you look them in the eyes and make them feel like people, and you realize it's a schut. I get the chance to do a mitzvah. I am taken from your holiness. I am you're a Nebuch, but wow, Hashem gave me the opportunity to connect to Am Yisrael by giving to you, just like Hashem gives to me, I can give to you, even though I don't deserve, Hashem gives to me, even though maybe you don't deserve, I get to give to you. If you get into that headspace of wow, it's worth so much more than, get out of my face, give the tzedakah.
So you talk about how you mentioned how if you know that the tzedakah is like they don't actually need the tzedakah for it. So like last night I was walking around with someone.
Yeah.
Actually, I was walking with Nana, and we were walking down, and a guy came up to us and was like, can you help me get something to eat? And he he opened his bag and was like, sure, here, I have bread. He had a loaf of bread with him. He said, no, I'm gluten free. Oh, bananas? He was like, oh no, they make my stomach hurt. Dude, can you just give me money so I can get over there? So like, in that case, would you say that's like
I think I know the beggar you're talking about.
He wasn't another beggar. He just walked over, and he didn't even look poor. He like walked over.
The thing that has happened to me many times. I took leftover, right? The pizza, this, that, and they're very picky. And I feel like beggars can't be choosers, but they are. In the old thing, listen, it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. Ideally, we can go over with love in our hearts to the best of our ability, and give them a smile, give them a half a shekel, even if they don't deserve it. And Hashem will give us even if we don't deserve it. Okay. I don't want to take too much of my time because I try to keep these shears short because I know they're lunch shears. I'm going to end with one story. And then next week we'll do part two, which is about Meiser. And you guys have to give 10% of your tzedakah. So this is a true story. You'll probably end up hearing it from me again because it was crazy. About a year and a week ago, Parshat Re'eh, I was in Gan Soccer and I had this crazy idea to start making YouTube videos about Gdolim. And I decided my first one would be about giving tzedakah with a smile because it's a topic which I'm very passionate about. And I talked about Rav Kook, and I talked about Rav Shlomo Karlbach, and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and all these gedolim. And I decided the first one I wanted to go to the Kotel, my first YouTube video. So I woke up really early that morning. It was like 4 in the morning, and I was so excited. And I wanted to go to the Kotel for Nates. So I'm walking to the Kotel, and I see this Arab beggar on the way there, and I was like, you know, I'm talking about giving tzedakah with a smile. I'll give him a smile. I said hello to him. I made a conversation a little bit. And I get to the Kotel. I daven Nates. Gemara says when you daven Nates, when you're like Mesiris Nefesh a little bit, nothing bad will happen to you. You'll have a smile on your face the whole day. So I go to the back of the Kotel. I'll make the video. You can go on YouTube today, right? Keith Flack, whatever. You'll see it. And I end the video. I get a knock on my shoulder. It's a random guy. He looks at me with like a weird raincoat. He looks at me and he says, are you Jewish? I'm like, yeah. What else would I be doing at the Kotel? Are you a religious Jew? I say, yes. Do you know any religious Jews who need charity? And I'm like, that's weird. I just did a YouTube video about giving charity with a smile. And he said, yes. He pulls out 720 shekel and gives it to me. He says, here, give it to someone who needs charity. And he walks away.
What?
And I was just in shock, and I was like, did that just happen?
You know what? Maybe he was going back to the States and was like, you know what? I don't really feel like exchanging this money. Just take it, give it to someone.
That's so crazy.
Maybe. But what was clear to me is that Hashem was smiling upon me and saying, wow, I like this idea. Giving tzedakah with a smile. I think Hashem was giving me a hug and saying, gevalt, that's a good idea. So, again, how much you give, I don't know. But when you have an opportunity to give for the rest of the year, a half a shekel with a smile, even get to know the holy beggars here. There's some really interesting ones. They have interesting stories. That's the highest thing in the world. And I'm pretty sure Hashem looks smilingly upon that. So I hope this has been good for you guys. And I'll be back tomorrow with a simcha.